decision reaffirms the GOP's takeover of that chamber. The certified results from the November 2nd election showed Republicans leading in 52 districts out of 100. The Dow is down 137 points. The NASDAQ, 349 points in the red. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. MPD is searching for a burglary suspect. 41-year-old Ellen Barkley, also known as Ellen Grayson, is accused of a burglary and theft. It happened between September 25th and October 5th, between midnight to 8:30 a.m. in the 900 block of Macklemore Drive. Grayson is a white female, standing 5'9", weighing about 140 pounds. Authorities are also on the lookout for William Dix, Jr. He's wanted for stealing pressure washers, vacuum cleaners, and computers from Lowe's and Sam's Club. If you have any information on these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Pike Road football team has won the 5A state championship. The Patriots defeated Pleasant Grove 51-14, and the Troy Trojans have a new head football coach this morning. Kentucky co-defensive coordinator John Summerall will replace Chip Lindsey, who was fired last month after 3 seasons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We have a Sergeant McCoy on the line. Hi there.
Yeah, good afternoon, April Marie. Two quick points. Did you know Matt Murphy started out right there at the radio station when it was the AM talk program?
I did learn that. I heard that when I first started with the station, that a lot of big names got their start on News Talk.
Yeah, old Motor Mouth was he started out right there at the Bearside radio station. And Marie, I kind of agree with you with the kid in Michigan parents being charged. I hope you haven't spoken too fast because Fox News might flip this thing to a Second Amendment fight. And boom, you're going to have to walk what you said back. What you think?
Say that one more time. You think it's going to have to, it's going to be a Second Amendment issue?
If Fox News pushes a Second Amendment issue, then all the other conservative talk program going to get in line. So you're going to have to walk back what you said.
Nope. This is not a Second Amendment. With great freedom comes great responsibility, and we have every right in the world for individuals to possess a firearm. Individuals who are capable and willing to accept the responsibility that it comes with, and I'm pretty strongly on this. I feel, and I've been saying this for a long time. AL.com published a story I wrote on this very issue years ago that we have a responsibility as Second Amendment supporters to make sure that firearms that are lawfully owned are lawfully used. And if these parents had a hand in giving access to a disturbed youth, for lack of a better way to put it, then they should be held responsible. And I don't care what other conservative radio hosts think.
I agree with you 100%. And again, welcome to Montgomery, and you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you so much. It was great to hear from you. I don't mind. I don't mind bucking the conservative talking points that may be shared amongst other hosts or even pundits. This is not the first time I've done it, and won't be the last time I do it. On the line, I am excited to be joined by, and I was hoping I'd be able to get him today, Don Wallace. He is the president of the Alabama Republican Assembly. Hi there, Mr. Wallace.
Hey, Ms. April. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Now, in addition to your current position, you also held office before, right?
I have. I served two terms on the Tuscaloosa County Commission. Back from around 2005 to 2013. I've been on the State Republican Executive Committee several times, and actually on the steering committee as a vice chair for a couple of years as well. So been around the block a time or two.
I appreciate you calling in today. The question I have today, and in response to the CNN story of the governor's race, and I'm not even talking about the opposition necessarily, although it looks like we're going to have a crowded primary for governor with Jim Ziegler, Tim James, and Linda Blanchard all talking about getting into the race. I want to know, do you believe Kay Ivey can be beat?
Well, that's a good question. A lot, obviously, she's there's been a lot of talk about her popularity, and I think in many ways she is a nice lady. I think one of the things right now is people are really looking for a strong leader, and as just evidenced by the other names you mentioned, there are a lot of people that are looking and would like to see a different style of leadership, and maybe someone who would take a little tougher tone and take with Washington, trying to push back against a lot of this liberal stuff. We see some of the things that even Governor Abbott in Texas and certainly Governor DeSantis in Florida have done, and I think there's a lot of Alabamians wishing we had that more tough style leader right now.
Well, and I it's so funny. I'm constantly finding myself talking about some of these other strong conservatives around the country, and the lack of you know, the lack of leadership coming out of our governor's office, out of our state capitol, in terms of saying we will fight back against Biden, we will drain our own swamp, we will do what needs to be done to make Alabama stronger and better. I haven't heard that tone in all the years Ivy's been there, either as lieutenant governor or governor. You look at what Will Ainsworth's doing as lieutenant governor and how strong he has pushed for certain policies, and then you look at what we're getting out of the main office of governor, and it's just not there.
Well, you know, I think just the whole COVID crisis and all the stuff that got pushed down on us, and I understand initially people were, you know, all of us were concerned and confused a little bit, but it just, it never was, it was like she's always trying to walk this fine line between pleasing the bureaucracy, the federal government, the whatever it is, and then trying to, you know, hey, I'm from Alabama, I'm from Wilcox County, we stand for, you know, states' rights or whatever, and it's just she's really been trying to walk this fine line the whole time, and it just sometimes it just really doesn't come across very strong, and doesn't give people a lot of encouragement, or you know, and I think that's been her biggest difficulty in that, in terms of trying to inspire people. I will say that, you know, she came out with a thing about the vaccinations, and then when you kind of read into it, it only applied to just a select number of executive office staff, but, and that was fine. Again, there was nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, there, where was the pushback against some of the real elite, this, if you want to call them, in some of our universities and different offices who were, you know, just, they'd just be so happy to push mandate. And, you know, we didn't get a real strong pushback in that. And I think you can extend that to other areas and things that have happened during the governor's administration, be it the prison plan or the school board, when they tried to eliminate the state elected school board and make that an appointed position and give, you know, Goat Hill more power, and 70-something% of the people voted against that, resisted that. So I think there's just a lot of people anxious for change. Obviously, I think Governor Ivey's probably still the favorite at this point, but if you're seeing obviously, Mr. Ziegler has a good touch with grassroots, and if you're seeing Tim James and Linda Blanchard looking at getting into it from their business background, you know they're talking to people that are interested in change if that can happen in the primary.
Well, have you ever? Does it seem to you, and just in your experience of looking at kind of what's going on coming out of Montgomery, looking at the governor's office, paying attention to the politics of Alabama, has Ivy ever struck you before this announcement for reelection as a Trump candidate, as a Trump supporter? I feel like Steve Marshall does a lot, has consistently done a lot in terms of briefs and support. He talks Trump all the time. And there have been others in the state who have been Team Trump from go. But what is your sense of Kay Ivey and whether or not she is trying to get on that bandwagon now?
Well, you know, if you go back, and I just think Governor Ivey's instincts are not what we would call Reagan conservative instincts in the past. I mean, it's just, you know, if it's been Romney or McCain, it's always been that kind of side of the party that she jumps out on as the candidate she will support, you know, and that's just kind of where she instinctively goes, to the kind of the moderate middle, if you will. And that's just where she is. That's who she is. And so therefore, you know, to try to act like she's hooking on to the Trump team, so to speak, is kind of funny, because I think, you know, there was a lot of whatever happened when President Trump was trying to have the event down at the battleship, Alabama and all that, and some feelings there that maybe the governor didn't really try to step in and help make that happen. And so I know there were some feelings about that. But I think, yeah, I just think over time, historically, you can tell Governor Ivey's never really been that instinctively strong conservative candidate all the time, but that's kind of where we're at. You know, it's just a variety of issues and things over time that happen. You know, it's things like you know, she, and I'm not saying everybody's for gambling is wrong or anything like that, or that there's lotteries and things we couldn't do, we've had such a heavy-handed push for the lottery and things like that this last time. And we had some just basic common sense bills regarding, I guess it was gender reassignment and some other things like that, that just kind of got pushed to the side and didn't get passed. And if you'd had
the governor was silent,
really strongly pushing that, I think you'd seen different results.
Yeah, well, it's incredible to me. You look at a DeSantis, you look at someone who is a true leader, who is a true conservative with a fire in their belly to direct their state towards more freedoms, and then you look at our state, and the biggest calls to action are coming from our lieutenant governor and our state attorney general, and our governor remains silent, with the exception of whoever is doing her campaign ads. They hook onto these hot button issues, but she herself, policy wise, has done nothing for these to protect the young kids. It's wild to me.
You're right. Well, you know, it's like initially coming out blaming the unvaccinated, kind of the Biden talking point, and then you know that didn't play well, so you know kind of changed pretty soon afterward. And you know, as we're seeing time tell us, I can't really figure out scientifically why any of the children are being asked to, you know, take vaccines, and certainly not mandated ones, so for COVID stuff. So it's just been kind of a mixed bag. I think it's just a problem. The biggest problem the governor's had is just trying, it's like she's trying to please too many different constituencies, and she's just not instinctively a very strong conservative. Great lady, but she's just not instinctively very strong in that regard, and it just has a lot of people itching for change right now.
Well, I think no better way to wrap it up than that. That is what I am seeing and hearing on the ground as well, and that's what I agree with. I will not be voting for Governor Kay Ivey. It's just not in the cards. She has not earned, in my very strong opinion, she has not earned the votes of those who are looking for a true champion and leader for conservative ideals and in a conservative agenda.
Well, I agree with you. And hey, and going back to your other comment, I definitely think as conservatives, we should be the topic you were on. We should be holding people accountable for the things that they do. And if it comes to, you know, the Second Amendment doesn't say that parents can just let their kids run off and underage and do whatever they want to do and not be held accountable for that. So, you know, that's the thing. As conservatives, we want to hold government accountable, and we want to hold government to the same standard that we should hold ourselves to. So,
I agree.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how the campaign plays out. It definitely sounds like we've got some big players vying for it, so it should be a very interesting spring.
I agree. Well, tell our listeners where they can find out more information about you and about your organization.
Well, again, we're just kind of a loose grassroots organization. We've got some different leaders around the state, but the easiest way to contact me, I'm at my office in Northport. I'm a CPA there, and so it's Don Wallace, CPA at AOL.com. April, I still get mail. The old fashioned
Look at
way.
You, AOL. All right. You know,
so anyway,
that's
an easy way to get a hold of me. They can find me on Facebook. I'm not hard to pin down. So.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I truly appreciate it. You have a wonderful afternoon, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You're welcome. We'll do it again for sure. Thanks, April.
Thank you. All right. We are going to hit a quick commercial break. 272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the conversation about Second Amendment rights, the parents' responsibility in terms of this latest school shooting, and or the governor's race, back in just a few. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Eating a last slice of pumpkin pie, power move. Buying your own gifts, power move. Switching to super fast internet from WOW with speeds up to 1 gig, power move. Get Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month and your first month free. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us. Sign up at Huawei.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Experience the magic of the holiday season with a cruise down the Alabama River on the Harriet II, the finest entertainment spot in the river region. Enjoy delicious cuisine and take in the stunning skyline of the capital city. You can dance the night away to live entertainment or sit back and enjoy the sights and sounds with friends and family. The Harriet II is the best fun on the river for everyone. Reservations are filling fast, so book your holiday cruise today at funinmontgomery.com.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. On the line. Sam, it's always great to hear from you.
Hey, April Marie. Thank you for taking my call. I'm enjoying the show. I just got to say this. I was so funny when you related the story about how much trouble can a third person get into.
I'm dealing with some stuff over here. It's so funny because the young lady that picks up my kids from school sometimes will leave the baby there a little longer because he can be there until like 6, but we usually pick him up at 4. And she said, "Do you want me to leave him or pick him up today?" And I said, "For his teacher's sake, pick him up." So we can't leave him there. He's causing too much trouble.
It just brought back a flood of memories. My mother was active at the school, and I was a rambunctious little fella, and I remember principal Seth Johnson, she showed me the paddle one time, and I was like, I don't need that upside the head. That was some good fun. Do they even call parents nowadays? Did you get it was like a text message, or I was just curious.
We get daily updates.
Oh wow.
Daily updates, which are so fun for basically the preschool side of the school, daily updates in a cute little app. And the updates this week have just not been phenomenal. Okay.
Yeah. And I love that in modern age. I love that in modern age. It's simple enough. You get a daily update. That's pretty good.
So we get daily updates, and the daily updates have been cringeworthy. So yesterday's daily update was, I just call him Baby. Baby bit another friend today. We want him to practice using his words instead of hands to communicate with friends. He was placed in a 3-minute timeout. And so these come in every single day. That was Thursday's. Here's Wednesday's. Baby has a hard time keeping his hands to himself. He likes to hit friends with his mask. Please remind him to use nice hands with friends. So when you get these repeatedly,
right,
it's like, uh-oh, we got to go to the school. So mama and daddy went up there today. Now, and daddy doesn't really go. Daddy doesn't do this a lot. So it was hopefully showing him the seriousness of the situation. Mommy and daddy both went up there and were like, "All right, you got to listen to your teacher. You got to be kind to your friend."
Hey, at least he didn't draw it. I love that, though, use his mask as a weapon. But at least he didn't draw a picture of a gun on the mask. These zero tolerance crowd, that would have got him in trouble.
But, it's only a matter of time, though. He loves, this is such a random fact. I have a toilet paper holder that's one of those like standalones. It's not like nailed to the wall, right?
Right.
And so it's
right.
like a hook thing. He takes that thing and runs around and goes pow, 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 pow with a toilet paper roller. And I'm like, goodness. So yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. It's good stuff. The only thing I was going to share, parents, you're talking about the parents and you know, they talking about they should be held responsible. But, you know, they've already got their defense out there. They said the gun was going to be a Christmas gift. Well, there you go. He wasn't supposed to have the gun. Is he a killer, he's a dirty little thief. I could see somebody in that defense if they were taken to court.
The parents' communications with him via the text message are what is absolutely just incredibly, stunning.
Last night I sat up and I was watching court TV. Up to date on they do a good job of getting out the latest. It looks bad for him, but still they have to follow the law, and that's what's. I just wanted to call and say hey, thank you for letting me get on.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy hearing from you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Oh yeah. I'm feeling a little better. Thank you, April.
All right, thank you. All right. Well, we will continue some of these Alabama race conversations. And I'm interested to get, you know, Dale can't help himself. He just tells it as it is. And so I'm interested to see his position on the parents' roles and responsibilities in this case. I feel like we all did learn, you know, to go back to the caller earlier a little bit about the, from go back to Jeff Poor a little bit through the Rittenhouse case, but dadgum, I'm pretty adamant on this. This is insanity. All right. Before we hit our quick break, Mortgage Corporation of the South. I want to remind you guys about Mortgage Corporation of the South. They've been serving the folks in Alabama for over 20 years, right here coming from Wetumpka, high atop the mountain. If you haven't been there to our office, you really do got to check it out. They can help you get pre-qualified in as little as an hour for a home loan with as little as 10% down, which is absolutely incredible. They can help you get a lower interest rate refinance your home, which also lead to some of those lower payments. And they can work with you to get into a VA program or make sure you're in the best VA program. In addition to that, if you are looking to get some cash in your hands right now, you're having trouble with a bank for whatever reason, maybe you've had some slow payments throughout COVID, maybe you have just not established credit, they can help you get some cash out of your vehicle, a piece of property, or even your home. If you owe less than something is worth, that difference is your equity and you can get cash out of it. If you have visited with friends or family this holiday season and you hear them talking about the financial difficulties they're facing, don't keep Mortgage Corporation of the South a secret. 567-9000, 567-9000. Have them call over there. You will be glad you did. Tell John Williams and the A-team that we sent you. Make your next move your best move by calling MCS. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender and good friends and supporters of this show. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going
going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Hello, this is Congressman Barry Moore. Do you need help with the VA, IRS, Social Security Administration, or any other federal agency? My staff and I would love to help you. We can also help with federal grant applications, assist students seeking service academy nominations, and provide internships for college students. Please visit my website, barrymore.house.gov, or call my office at 334-478-6330.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you, baby.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Hiya, Joey Clark.
Hello.
Oh, goodness gracious. Always a good time to talking to people from around the state. I do enjoy getting to know some of the grassroots activists. I could, of course, remind Dale Jackson to call in. Dale Jackson is like your favorite friend from college, where it's like squirrel. I could have lost him, even though he does this weekly at the same time every week. He could just be distracted and doing who knows what. And by that, today's the big announcement about Matt Murphy leaving, and so he could be wrapped up in the fun of that change. So Matt Murphy, by the way, is going to be filling in for Phil Valentine, who passed away of COVID. He was one of those early people. Phil Valentine was the early people, kind of, for lack of a way to put it, mocked as a anti-vaxxer who passed away from COVID. Just reminding you how heartless some can be. They acted as though his death was something that should be made a talking point, as opposed to something to be grieved. And so it is exciting times for Matt to be moving and reminder of Valentine and the legacy he leaves and the kind of big shoes he left to fill there. Well, while we're waiting for Dale Jackson, I got a clip here about just with a reminder, you guys know, when there was no vaccination, when we were learning about COVID, when we knew there were droplets, I was one of the first to say, I'm going to do what it takes to protect the vulnerable. And that included masking when necessary. Here's a quick reminder before we get to, I believe this is Dale calling in, but before we get to Dale.
I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction if we occur that, that occurs with vaccinations and masking to drive down the numbers considerably.
It looks like he is looking to extend this into the mask into 2021. Biden really is having a hard time with his own promises. He really is. Well, it looks like we'll go to a couple callers while we try to figure out where our guest is going to be. Let's go to Biloxi Gambler first. Hi, Biloxi Gambler.
Yeah, Dale Jackson took the day off today. Okay.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah, no, he did. I mean, on his show, he did. Listen, I don't want Joey to say a word. Okay, you know Matt Murphy started here, right? Okay.
I do.
So he went up I-65 to Birmingham. Okay. Well, then that dude, Phil Valentine, in Nashville, it's a huge, huge show, by the way.
It is.
He passed away. So, congratulations to my buddy, Matt Murphy. I was one of the first callers on his show when he was here under Don Markwell. Now, I know y'all are young and probably don't know Don and Matt Murphy and all them. Anyway, okay, you know about the coaching carousel where all the coaches keep moving from job to job, right?
Okay. I do.
Now, what I'm saying is, Joey, this is your opportunity. Because Matt Murphy, he's got a co-host up there named Valerie. Val, I think they call her. Anyway, mm-hmm. You need to be applying, because you've got the voice.
Don't make me bleep you.
Hold on. And if nothing else, you'll get a raise where you're at now.
It's a gambler. You know, I had a conversation with the station owner today, as a matter of fact, about why people come to Blue Water and stay at Blue Water. And you know why?
I ain't talking nothing about Blue Water. We're talking about money. We're talking about career advancement. When Matt Murphy got to Birmingham, he got a wife, he got kids, he got a dog, he got a big house. He's going to Nashville and going to get a bigger house.
Well, first off, Joey's not allowed to leave. I will weep.
You're going to try to go for a Matt job. That's what you're going to do, because that's in Birmingham.
I am not. I. You know what? Blue
you're
Water
not ready
took
it for it yet. But anyway, go ahead.
I wouldn't do it for a number of reasons, not the least of which.
Plus, two girls don't work good. A boy and a girl work good. Joey,
oh, for the love!
It. Hey, man, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Woo. So here's the thing is, first off, where Matt Murphy and Dale Jackson is Cumulus. And you go work for a big company like that and you're taking all sorts of chances. When you are at a family station like Blue Water, you get a lot more flexibility and a lot more personal support and a lot of room for growth. Joey has really grown up Blue Water, and you know there might be bigger things. I don't let me block that back. There is bigger things for his future, and hopefully it is that maybe his show can be syndicated and picked up at other places. But you guys are like family. And so we'll see. I'm not going to speak for Joey. I'm gonna let Joey sit back away from the mic as we discuss this. But indeed, Blue Water is family. Hey, East, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Biloxi Gambler stole my thunder because I was going to mention something about Matt. Best to him. I'm glad he's moving up. However, I think Biloxi Gambler failed at his job interview as your manager's I don't think he's going to cut it, man. I mean, if besides that, if he has anything to do with taking Joey out of this market, I'm going to kick him in the shins, push him down, and point at him. I want Joey to stay right where he is, and I want him to move up from there.
One of the things that has been discussed frequently in Alabama is syndicating some of us younger hosts around the states, especially to places that don't currently have great talk radio. And yeah. So a staple of Blue Water is that it is live and local, but we cover a lot of state and federal stuff as well. Joey gets into a little bit more policy wonkiness than I tend to. I get a little bit more into the gossip behind the scenes a little bit more. We kind of all have our roles. Greg Budell yells quite a bit, and he is thoroughly entertaining and brings a radio experience unlike anything else. So when we're talking and looking at growth and opportunity, I say we look at opportunities to share our wisdom in other parts of the state where our butts can sit right here in our new studio.
AMF, I want to tell you, it would be epic to be able to drive to other markets here in Alabama and be able to listen, because that's one of the things that keeps me in the area, is that talk radio, it generally is not that good in other places. And that is what I would like to see you guys do. I mean, go for it.
That I think is a very realistic goal for the likes of us youngins over here. I say youngins, not that Greg Budell couldn't get syndicated, because he could. He's amazing, but growth in the market is a good thing. East, all of you guys, no taking away Joey. Joey's like my security blanket. Even when he's not my producer anymore, he's my wise sage go-to for radio.
No. We're fighting over who gets to be president of his fan club. What are you talking about?
All right.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, East. I appreciate it. Well, I guess we are not necessarily going to have ourselves some Dale Jackson today. Joey, can you... Joey, it really is like a family around here. Those of us who work together, and everybody has been just so generous as I've kind of joined this wild family and this crazy field. Joey, did you just what are your thoughts on all this? They're gonna steal you away and make you a big national radio person.
Who?
The Cumulus guy.
Who's that?
Exactly. You don't even need to think about them.
Why would anybody live in Birmingham?
It really is. You know, now the more time I spend in Montgomery, I ask myself that. Montgomery, I like the local feel of some areas of Montgomery much better than even the Birmingham suburbs. Why would you go to Birmingham? Very good question.
I mean, this... In all seriousness, I say it off air. I will say it on air. I don't think about all that side of it first. I like playing the music, so to speak. The other stuff will come later.
I'm good with this. All right, we're going to hit a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll get more into some state, local, and national issues. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Final segment of this hour coming up right after this.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Well, not good afternoon to anybody who thinks Joey Clark needs to leave me. Also, you gotta love the old school two women wouldn't get along. I love me some women. I'm talking to another woman right now about coming and joining me on this show, aren't I, Joey? I love young girls in politics. They're my favorite because they remind me of my early days in politics. I'm not going to discriminate against men, mind you, but I believe we get too much in our own heads as women, and it's something we're kind of raised into of seeing other women as competition, and I love the idea of women supporting women. Let me stop and rephrase that a little bit. Women supporting women who deserve it. I had an Ivy supporter say to me, why don't you support her? She's a strong woman running our state, or she's a woman running our state. I don't think they said the word strong. She's a woman running our state, and your gender doesn't inherently get you my support. You've got to also have the goods and the talent and the ability to do a job well. And so, but I think there are some phenomenal young women in politics, one of whom I would be I'm happy to have a woman alongside me in the radio. I think that would be fun too. Greg Budell's got Rosie, you've got Eddie. I need myself a fun young conservative, maybe somebody a little bit. See, the question is, Joey, and is in the scheme of politics, is Eddie to the right or the left of you?
I don't know. I don't care.
Well,
he's Eddie.
Do you? He's there to keep you out of trouble, like you are there to keep me out of trouble.
No. He's watching me because he's a CIA plant. He's a handler. He's the perfect cover as a real estate agent. He gets to go in and out of empty homes all the time. One of those homes, I'm sure, is a safe house. It's about...
I've never heard this.
It's about playing the music. It's about the vibe. It's about the people. And my deeply held political beliefs, I could really give a damn what you believe if I can get along with somebody as a friend. I know you think that too. So,
yeah. That's for sure. I love me and my liberal friends. I absolutely thoroughly enjoy the fact that I can have so much in common with somebody and enjoy such a good time with somebody and have it be not even a little bit about politics. But I would like someone who doesn't share my exact points of view, who is either little more liberal or a little bit more conservative than me, whichever it is, somebody to challenge me as you sometimes do. And I enjoy that. I want a yin to my yang one way or another.
Happy to yang. Or ying. I can do either. I can go both ways, so to speak.
Which one is the dark one?
Well, I'm definitely the chocolate one.
Oh, good God. I think it's the yang that's dark, right?
I don't know. I'm not into all that Eastern mysticism like you, yoga.
Oh my gosh. You know, the moment I allowed my children to start doing frog pose, it all went downhill and I got so seeped into the
You Eastern. Were sharing these reports about baby, you know. Where'd that come from?
It is something, isn't it? Because you get these reports every single day, and it's like, how is my 3-year-old a jerk? I don't want my 3-year-old to be a jerk. And to be clear, my 3-year-old is precious, but I just want to—he is precious. And my babysitter just walked in. She's handing me a tea, hot tea, and she's laughing at the idea that I'm defending my. He has his moments. Thank you. See, live radio. You never know what's going to happen. I'm gonna have a big old tea handed to me. All right. So yes, me. I am seeped in Eastern mysticism. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, Buddhism being kind of the refuge for people that don't want to be Christian anymore because they they're rebelling against the church back home. But I don't want to be a complete atheist. So let's become like Buddhist or something. I don't know.
My grandmother's Buddhist. On my dad's side, the one who came from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It left me kind of perplexed as a young child because I went to a Baptist church and then an evangelical church where the message was fire and brimstone. And here's my grandmother, who's one of the kindest women in the world. My aunt, my brother's sister, was hit in the head with one of those, you remember those big heavy duty Tonka trucks, like the real metal before they started making them all lawsuit proof. There was these big heavy Tonka trucks. Well, my father and his brother, my uncle, were playing with one of these big heavy Tonka trucks and hit my aunt in the head. And hit her in just the way that left her mentally retarded. I don't think they call it that anymore, but with a mental disability, developmental disability, where she did not get beyond that age. And my grandmother has cared for this, for my aunt, for this woman, for the entirety of her life. And so I had a really hard time, and she's Buddhist, and I had a really hard time reconciling the idea of her going to hell because she's a Buddhist when she has lived her entire life in the service of others, not just my aunt, but her community and others who came here from Japan and her family in general. So I say this to say, I went round and round on this as a Christian and as a fire and brimstone Christian, and I came to the conclusion that my faith does not allow me to believe that that God is going to put her in the fiery hells pits of hell, and that I'm going to live my life accordingly. I still choose to have Jesus Christ in my life, but I'm not going to judge her choice.
I guess we'll all find out eventually.
We will all find out eventually. That is a true sentiment. 272-9228, 272-9228. That was a completely random aside, but yes, my grandmother on my father's side, the one who is ill, John Fogel, and he is essentially the same today, though his fever is back up. So they did start him back on antibiotics. And it just feels like this. We're settling in. We're settling in for kind of a long haul of his trying to get his lungs recovered the best they can. But at any rate, Joey, Looking at other news today, vaccination could be required to travel even within the U.S. Let's go, Biden. People just get in their cars. How bad can we hose the airline industry? That's what's going to happen. Jen Psaki saying that proof of vaccination is being considered, but they will base their decisions on the advice of health and medical experts. Great. The same Yahoo's masking 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds are going to get to decide if the solution for our problems are now going to be solved by sending everybody to the airport with a COVID test. I really miss the boat on investing in COVID and nasal swabs and COVID testing.
My favorite part of recently being at the airport, in particular the Atlanta airport, was going through all that security. It's like you're walking through multiple decades of security all at once. With, and it's now very creepy because there's Secretary Mayorkas of Homeland Security. Wear your mask to be safe. And if you see something, say something. You get past the creepy 1984 style PSAs that are on repeat, and you get halfway through that, like that maze where there's cheese at the end. Really, it's a person checking your ID, and you pull the mask down in the middle of doing that. As you're halfway through that maze, that rope line, you look up, and there's like the warnings from the 70s or the 80s, and it has the big, you know, red circle with the red line through it, diagonal line, and it says, and it's like a piece of dynamite or like it's a baseball bat. I'm like, who's halfway through the line and goes, dadgummit, I still have my baseball bat on me. Let me get rid of this stick of dynamite. It's just, it's absurd.
You know what one of my favorite things is? One of my favorite things is when you check in on your phone or online to get your boarding pass so you don't have to go wait at the kiosk, and they ask you if you intend on bringing explosives with you to the airport. And it's like, they're going to put your stuff through security anyways, but honor code, tell us in advance, because the guy actually trying to, you know, bring dynamite is going to be like, well, let me click the yes button. It's like, do you pledge not to bring dynamite? Well, shucks, I was going to bring my dynamite to the airport today, but since you asked me, I guess I shouldn't.
No, and it's like the old school bombs, like it looks like a Super Mario bomb. Yeah. Those are fun.
Those are fun.
And then you get on the plane and you got to wear the mask, except when you're eating and drinking. And so it's a pressurized tube. It's like, it's all circuit. It's all the same. It's absurd.
Everything about air travel has been absurd for quite a while now, though.
But I put a hat on, I put sunglasses on, I put earbuds in. Usually I don't take a carry-on, and I just, I'm all set. Like, I'm good.
You don't take a carry-on?
Usually.
See, I take a carry-on. I don't check anything because my mother worked at baggage claim for so long. Mm-hmm. And back before 9/11, I used to be able to go back where the luggage is. At times, I even got to ride on the tug. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it's called, the little machine that carries the baggage.
Right on the tug.
I've ridden on the tug before.
Yeah, that's great.
And so I know what they do with luggage back there. The only time I check luggage is if I'm traveling with the kids, because we'll pack a big bag with all three of their stuff in it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I do my darndest to not check luggage. It's a situation. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Dan Sutter from Troy University. We're going to talk some economic policy with some of what's going on with the job numbers. I've got a video for you of Jen Psaki looking at the latest jobs report, kind of getting those numbers live. So we'll check that out. We'll talk to him. I don't know if we'll have time for calls, but I hope to have him be a regular guest so that we could use his wonky brains. I like wonkiness. So we're gonna start including him a little bit more in our schedule. Stay tuned for more Straight Talk with April Marie and random chit chat with Joey Clark on this lovely Friday. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1.